Welcome, welcome, one and all, to World Tonger Federation News, your quantum multidimensional one-stop shop for all things Tongerverse. What is Tonger, you ask? The better question is, what isn't Tonger? It starts with a simple pair of kitchen tongs and your favorite playlist, and ends in curing all that ails you. Don't believe us? Tune in and find out for yourself.
And we're live.
Welcome, everyone, to World Tonger Federation News and Gossip, our longstanding podcast. This is the pilot episode. I am so excited to be here.
And I am so excited to not be here. This is a body double for Jeff Walliner standing in. I don't know where he is. I don't want to know where he is, frankly. That guy's been getting on my nerves for the past couple of months. I know he's been rubbing Haley the wrong way.
You know what? I think that my doppelganger self, my teen angst doppelganger self, also needs to just like bugger off for a hot second. So I think it's appropriate for them to just like take a vacation to Tahiti or something. I don't know where they need to go, but chill out.
It's time, isn't it? I feel like it's time.
I feel like it's been time.
What are you drinking today?
Okay, listen, I am one of those psychotic people who has four beverages at my disposal at any given moment. Is that an author thing? Is that a writer thing?
It's a writer thing. You had me at psychotic people.
Let me tell you what, I need to lean into my psychosis just a little bit more every day, I think. That is where I think the sweet spot is.
I have my
liquid death because I love my little bury it alive. And then I have another bubbly water back there. I like the fizzy things. I'm a fizzy kind of person.
Fizzy Bubblegum. That was from that movie with Adam Sandler that was horrible.
Remember that one? That you're going to have to be slightly more specific than that because I got to tell you, like, I am only old school Adam Sandler. I'm sorry. Like, once you get past, like, the Billy Madison and the, like, Happy Gilmore, I'm kind of just like 51st State. No, thank you. Adult Adam Sandler is just not enough trouble for me.
Every Adam Sandler movie is the same exact movie where it's a grown man pretending he's an 8-year-old with special needs. And I got to tell you,
This is an accurate statement. How do I find a way? What's my version of that? How do I get to be just a psychotic person in movies? And that's just who I am. And that's what I get paid to do. Universe, make it so.
Anybody in the comments, help out. I got nothing. But we're here today to kick off the Tongarian Empire. Is that about right? Tongarian Empire.
I enjoy that very much, actually. I think that's appropriate because the first Sioux Falls team, the 9 Black Goats, consisting of my 2 younger sisters, they are 2 of the 9 Black Goats. The other 7 are me and my multiple personalities, right? And we come from, the Germans from Russia sort of background. So I think Tongarian sounds appropriate. There should be some kind of a dragon somehow incorporated with these goats. I don't know how, but we're going to work it out.
You're the Volga Tongers, if I'm not mistaken, from my history.
No, that's
just it. Literally from my history. You're the Volga Tongers. Like, so, the Volga Germans, the people who ended up, way the hell out east and got repatriated. It was a whole thing. I think you're the Volga Tongarian. So you were playing Tonger. And by the way, we just got to say real quick, for those who are uninitiated into what Tonger
uninitiated,
is.
Yes.
First question you're all having, like, what? First of all, why are these two maniacs on about this thing we don't know about? This.
Right. Oh, and you have a tongs too. Look at.
We're
going to also have to have a feud a little bit because I think you say tong and I put an S on it and I say tongs. So there's going to have to be a feud in the comments among the fandom also as to how you call your instrument of flinging the little, I want to say rubber balls. That's not it. Plastic balls.
They are plastic. And there's a reason that I personally advocated very strongly for keeping South Dakota out of the Union because you call it tongs. And
excuse me. Cheers. And can I just say too for a hot second that you said Volga and there's, my brain said, like, that's a pretty deep cut on South Dakota knowledge if you know that, because there's a town called Volga in South Dakota. You can't possibly know Volga, South Dakota. I was like, no, there is a reason I thought that didn't match up because it didn't. Whoops. But there it is. Maybe secretly you did know.
I'll be dropping South Dakota knowledge left and right today. It's going to just straight up blow your mind. So,
I can't wait for the documentary information about Mount Rushmore. Can we please?
Oh, no, we're not talking Mount Rushmore here. We're not doing Mount Rushmore. We're talking like Vermilion level knowledge.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, how fantastic. That's very exciting.
Isn't it, though? This is good stuff.
Yankton, what's the pizza place, though? Oh, in Yankton, that's got that pizza that is themed after Seinfeld something. Oh, my brain's not going to remember it because I like to have little strokes and lose information like that, but it'll come to me in the shower someday.
Yes, and speaking of little strokes, what a great segue. What a fantastic thing.
I was so happy to help.
That's just wonderful.
That's what all my synapses misfiring are for, so that I can assist in the segues.
Why do we have synapses if they're not to misfire and just find a way to work in mini strokes as great segues? I mean, what's the point otherwise?
What is the point? I mean, come on, Millennium Run. There's a way that we can have all these infinite points connect together.
There really is. So for the uninitiated out there, and you're only going to be uninitiated for the next like 5 seconds, and then you're going to know what this is all about. Tonger is a sport where you use these kitchen tongs that you would normally have for a steak or something else, which I can't discuss without being canceled. But what you basically do is you take one of those tiny little plastic balls over there that's stuck to the dartboard. You take it, you run up, somebody plays music to distract you. If you drop the ball, you lose. That sucks. But if you don't drop the ball, you throw it, hits the board, you score. And the best part about it is the music keeps going until the next person comes up and you change the music again. If the ball drops, you lose. But here's the fun part of Tonger. You can't lose. By playing, you win. This is not like some trophy millennial thing.
Trophy
everybody went. We'll get into that. We will get into that. Why everybody?
Yes. No, please. Can we?
Yes.
I love it because, I mean, was it sad the day that I realized I was a millennial? Yes, it was. But that's okay. Please do continue. And I really like, there's a part of me that wishes that we like had a live studio, like where I could be like sitting and tossing some balls at that little thing while you're like giving the little instructions. You know, we need like a Vanna White sort of like demonstration kind of thing going on.
I think Vanna White right now is too busy with the applesauce to worry about the rest of this right now. I think it's her feeding hour, but that's a terrible ageist joke and it's not funny, but Vanna White was a dear childhood hero. She was, and she still
is.
I mean,
she's like, brilliant. Yeah.
The silhouette of Vanna White that's still like showing up to the studio is awesome. And I support it. And frankly, I think Betty White should have been turning it all these years. That's just me.
Oh, how good would Betty White be making jokes every time somebody picked a letter? Oh, would have loved. Would have. Can we please, Betty White, seventh dimensional you, show up to a Tonger tournament, please, and make ridiculous, wonderful commentary? We would enjoy it.
Okay, what do you think the best Tonger player of the Golden Girls would have been? Like, just straight up.
The best Tonger player, like, obvious. Oh, B. Arthur.
Sophia. Oh, no, yeah. Sophia was,
She's, you know, you got the right, she's got the right sort of like sarcastic attitude, I think, to be able to just like keep a good grip on that no matter what kind of crazy metal music you start playing while she's trying to dance on up. You know, like you can't throw her off her chi, I don't think.
Unless you play the theme from Golden Girls while she's up there.
In which case, then it is a potential yes. But like, I mean, that would be like replaying like the same, oh, what's that joke that I'm thinking of from who's his name, comedian who just came back from rehab. I love the way my brain works and I put that together. John Mulaney, there it is.
Well, that just narrows it down. The comedian who came back from rehab. That's just.
Sorry.
Oh, the one you mean, right? The one comedian who came back from rehab.
Do you want to know what? I think I just like must have, I think I just somehow accidentally put out into the universe that I become a stand-up comedian who goes into rehab by just making that awful like little, yeah, I think that's what I just did. So karma is already there and in place, everyone. Don't worry about it.
Got to tell you, it's a highly underrated experience. It really is. You haven't done it.
If you haven't been to rehab yet, you must try it. Amy Winehouse avoiding it was like, come on, girl, you could have had a party time. It would have been fun.
As a comedian, like to go into rehab as a normie, I think that you could take it or leave it. But to go into rehab as a comedian, now we're talking a different level of experience entirely. Because every single moment in there, you've got material. And it's just coming at you left and right from the orderlies who are just, you know, throwing people around. Everybody else is going through the multiple personalities to the whole, you know, I tried to take myself out, but I couldn't do it. And here I am, but I'm going to try again. But maybe I won't. Then it becomes like a Jackie Mason routine. But maybe I do a little bit of this, and maybe I take a little bit of this, and this, and smoke here. And it becomes a whole thing. And it's awesome. And it's awesome. So, friends, I'm just saying.
I honestly have had those adulting kind of days, though, where sometimes I think being institutionalized for a hot month would be a lovely experience, too. Just to, like, not have to cook for myself for a month. And, you know, do some like arts and crafts in the morning and some water aerobics in the afternoon, you know, like I would be down for it. I'd be OK with it. Like, let me just like take a little vacation. I don't know where I would get the cash or what sort of problem I need to develop to go into rehab for. But I would very much like that little sort of resort vacation where I just get to be in a robe and considered like a little bit delicate for a while.
I respect that. And I think I, my friend, I think I have a path for you.
Do we? I'm so excited.
I do. Tonger addiction.
A tonger addiction. Oh, can that be the new, like, the thing that all the celebrities are going into rehab for? They have a tonger addiction and they have to go to rehab for it. And the only, much like cowbell, the only prescription for a tonger addiction is more tonger.
That's it. That's the only way out. The only way out is through.
That's right. So you absolutely just have to play more tonger to cure your addiction. That's the only way to do it.
It's an infinite tonger regress. You know what happens? You get sucked into the multidimensional vortex. Now we're going to start this part of it.
No, yes, let's
do. You have to live the life of every entity that ever played tonger, ever.
Okay,
but
here.
That's the only way out.
This, I love that so very much. That is beautiful. And I'm already doing it by playing 7 of the characters on the 9 black goats. But here is my question. So in the Tongerverse, right? Tongerverse, that needs to be a shirt that we create, right? Just big galaxy Tongerverse. So me and my multiple characters that I am, Frankie is one of them, obviously, right? Can you play on multiple Tonger teams so long as you do not duplicate personas? Do we see what I'm saying? So for example, you know, I have of the 9 black goats, one of my, you know, multiple versions of Abernathy Franklin, who I get to be Franny Lynn, for example, let's say she decides to jump ship. So I still play for the 9 black goats as 6 of them. But one of my personalities goes off and has decided to play and then here we go. What's that? The car dealership team, the team that is made of all of those inflatable men with the floopity arms. Right from the dealerships, and they've all been.
They finished third last year.
Yes, they did. Iowa State Championships. And they are all imbued with the consciousness of people who have committed very stupid crimes against humanity, like wearing shorts in below freezing weather. Like, who are you trying to impress?
What is that? What is that phenomenon? I don't get it, and I see it everywhere. What's going on there?
I don't know, but we lost all of the ape hair for a reason because we decided that these clothing things would be sufficient, and we didn't need it anymore. Like, why are you trying to go backwards?
You haven't seen some of my friends if you think we lost the ape hair, but anyway, that's the ignorant.
Are they going to be like the Sasquatch team from, where would they be from? They have to be somewhere in the Pacific North. Gray Harbor, Washington. The Gray Harbor, Washington Sasquatches.
Is that a place?
It is a place.
That's a place.
It's a place. Ooh, okay. And I'm pretty sure near there is a town called Aberdeen. And there's also an Aberdeen, South Dakota. So we have a little kind of like mini feud going on over which Aberdeen is the better Aberdeen.
I think they have the better Aberdeen. I hate to bust. I hate to be that guy. I do.
Just
I don't want you
to
know what
they're
I insult the coast
to.
Here,
to,
but I mean,
to we're a bay next to the ocean and have milder temperatures. I mean, come on. There's something that's a little bit fun about a -40-degree wind chill and a blizzard in May, isn't there?
There really is. I'm going to experience it firsthand in July when we have a blizzard for the World Tonger Championships in the beautiful city of Sioux Falls.
No, you be careful because, like, anything is possible in the global warming day and age, obviously, but especially in South Dakota. Careful what you say because there could be a blizzard on the World Tonger Sioux Falls Championship, like regional championships that we will have.
Calling it in. It's happening.
So you're going to have to be wearing some like rockin'. You're going to have to dress up like you belong in an 80s movie doing like this ski slope stuff, right? You're going to need the goggles and you're going to need the big ridiculous getup, the onesie suit, right? To be able to, you're going to need some kind of like oxygen mask because let me tell you what, when you get that nasty wind chill, You need a little bit of extra something.
You do. Now, is that a Ski Patrol reference? Because if so,
Whenever I think about ridiculous, I honestly think Hot Tub Time Machine and the episode of South Park where they go to Aspen because of the timeshare thing that they give up to. And those are the things that my brain goes to immediately first. But Ski Patrol is also gets to be in there.
It's Police Academy on the slopes.
I love Police Academy so much. And I don't understand why there aren't more people who are voice actors in Hollywood that can make ridiculous Foley sounds with their mouth. I'm a little bit sad about it. It's kind of the CGI thing, right? Like everything becomes computerized and sort of uniform. And man, where are the people who can do that natural like?
Can we just say the greatest Tonger player from the 80s by far? By far was Mr. Zed, because he would scream the balls into the target. Like just scream into the target. Now, yeah. Tackleberry would shoot the target, like blow a 5-foot hole through and like destroy the board and game over. So that sucked.
Do you know what? Sorry, you just said that and it made my brain bounce to like another like crazy that I do love and enjoy so much from Broken Lizard Productions, the Super Trooper Mac, right? Who is that one is one of my favorites. I think he is definitely like at least a backup persona player for the Police Academy team. I think he just kind of bops in and out when he's, you know, when his psychosis is to a low enough level that he can focus enough on Tonger, right?
Absolutely. Now, if you had to go Tonger's double tournament, because, you know, we do singles, we do doubles, we do teams of five or six, you know, it's like, it's half monogamy, half swingerish, depending on who you talk to. And that's, you know, Tonger is a very open ecosystem here.
As long as everybody consents to whatever it is and everyone's happy, that's all that matters.
It's all that matters. Now,
that's all we care.
If you had to partner up with a Tonger player from the Police Academy set, and it was like one person could be a ride or die Tongarian for a tournament in some back alley in Oklahoma in 1988, who are you going with?
Back alley in Oklahoma. Listen. If you're in a back alley in Oklahoma in 1988, you need Big Earn to be hanging out with you, and you need to just make sure that you're watching him the entire time, right? Don't leave his side, because he's a sneaky little bugger, but that is who your ride or die is, because you know he's going to get you to where you need to go by any means necessary.
You might lose a hand in the process.
Just keep your digits to yourself when you're in his proximity, and everything will be fine.
But it works out, right? Because the quantum field will reorganize itself to still get you to Reno, to still compete for the $1 million, to put that rubber hand on.
It absolutely will. And you might get Munson along the way a couple of times, because don't we all? That's part of the experience. And we're getting used to dealing with that, right?
You might get Munson. You might have a Miss Claudia situation.
You might. It can happen. Oh, Miss Claudia. I do love Miss Claudia. Who doesn't
too.
Love Miss Claudia? I mean, come on. Right? I think so.
Way, right?
She absolutely did, and good for her. I love it.
I feel like she was a hero of the entire story.
I think that's appropriate because, you know, without her as sort of like the muse to drive it all, it could have fallen apart very easily well before the third act.
I mean, think about all these guys together. Neither one of them could find their way outside of a paper bag. But yeah, Miss Claudia, as usual, to get these men's head straight, to get them focused, to get them directed, to turn one against the other. It was beautiful.
Listen, she should have been friends with, you know what? Miss Claudia is on a Tonger team with, I can't remember her name from the Ice Harvest. Oh, what's her name?
Ice Harvest.
The Ice Harvest. Oh my God, with John Cusack and Billy Bob Thornton. Oh, some of my very favorites in the world. And Oliver Platt. Oh, love him.
Okay, I know now we've crossed over because this Ice Harvest situation, it doesn't exist in my like awareness. It doesn't exist in my reality. It's not a thing. It never happened.
Well, you need to join me on my timeline where you know the Ice Harvest, because that team, I think that would be a great team, the Ice Harvest men's team. But I think Miss Claudia and God, I can't remember her name. I will. It'll come again. It'll all come to me in the shower and we'll bring it up on the next Tonger news, or people in the chat can, you know, scream at me because they know. And that's just fine, too. I have no problems with that. But you do absolutely need to watch Ice Harvest.
Encourage that.
We do encourage that. Participation is encouraged.
Yeah, I mean, you're all Tongarians in some timeline. So we're now pulling you all in to be a Tongarian with us.
Yes.
In this timeline. We love you.
That's right. This is the creation of the vortex where we draw them all in. Oh, I love that so very much. We need to like create some merch where there's like a Tonger board that looks like a vortex somehow. We got to work that out. There's a very sort of like Twister movie post or something hidden in there that is brilliant that we need to figure out.
I think so. And this is ultimately, for those of you who are just tuning in, this is where quantum physics meets a bar game. This is the next, this is where it comes together right here. And this is where it explodes. This becomes its own singularity and births its own universe.
I absolutely love it, which means fantastically that the Tongerverse exists on the backside of a black hole, which is how we also gather up so many wonderful teams, is that we just draw them in from that gravity and just spit them out into the Tongerverse, and it becomes a wonderful, beautiful thing. Oh, how lovely.
Isn't that great? And I think of black hole, I think of old coworkers of mine who would just ramble on and on about the kind of work they had. And like that was its own black hole. And I realized once I got to the other side of that, a new universe was going to be born. A new singularity was going to emerge from that. Because once I emerged from that vortex on the other side, like it just rearranged itself and just exploded again. Like, oh, this is great. It's great.
Yeah, I love that because I can't tell you the number of times that I have just, you know, been in cubicle spaces or even social sort of events where I just sort of listen and think, this is what you talk about all day. This is the most interesting topic of conversation we can all come up with. Can I please ask if anyone here has ever seen a UFO cryptid or a ghost? Because anything interesting, can we please? It's fine. I don't, you know what? If you want to talk about whatever, you know, your kids' football games are great to you and that is fine and fabulous and wonderful. And whatever, you know, new rules at work that are so dumb you can't deal with it, I understand. I feel that pain. I do. But the solution for that is to talk about Tonger.
It is. And on that note, friends, this is the self-help part of the show.
Oh, how fun.
All right.
Self-help segment.
This is LinkedIn, right? So if we're going to be streaming on LinkedIn here, we got to do the self-help part of it because of course. So anybody out there, and I'm talking to you. I'm looking right at the camera right now. Like I'm talking to you. That was aggressive. I'm just talking.
Sorry. I was aggressive too. I was doing the like broken AI robot who's about to like turn murderous eyeballs. That's because I enjoy that quite a lot. So
it's a fun robot.
Yeah, right. Get used to it. I was rooting for Megan in that movie. I really was. Sorry.
Who wasn't, frankly?
I mean, come on. Anyway.
It's just where it is. My friends, if you find yourself in a situation where you are being cornered by that coworker or that person who's talking about something you just cannot listen to for one more second, you have a way out of it. There's a way out, and it starts here. It starts with a pair of kitchen tongs. Now, here's what happens, okay? You take the tongs. Now, we're not going to do the Instagram thing. We're not going to have you do mantras. We're not going to have you do chanting. We're not going to have you do affirmations. There's no need for any of that because that implies that you're not already whole and you're not already perfect.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed this very much conversation. Also, I need for us to start marketing some miniature tongs that you can keep in your pocket with some like miniature like little tonger balls so that you can just kind of like also fling them at said coworker as a like entertain yourself kind of thing. And if they are wearing an ugly Christmas sweater at a Christmas party, oh my gosh, how much fun is that going to be for you? I can't wait for this new line of like miniature tonger tool sets that everyone can take to work with them for when you become very bored. But I do also absolutely agree with the spiritual points element that you're coming up with here. Sorry, go ahead.
No. This is it. See, you got to lean into it. Just lean in. So when you have these, you, my friend, have the power of the tonger in your hand.
You do.
Now you have it without the tong, but this just enhances it like anything else. You have the power of the tonger in your hand to return home to yourself. And you know what yourself is a fractal of the entire damn thing. You have access to the infinite potentiality of the unified field. And the tong is the simple reminder of that. That's it. That's as simple as that, friends. That's all you ever need.
But we can make them very beautiful tongs that have things like flux capacitors on them and the Millennium Run sort of printed on them. See, now I'm doing merchandising in my brain all day. So whomever in the comments has whatever resources are required for us to do that, please do hit us up on LinkedIn or wherever you can find us, because hi, hello, fountain of ideas. And somebody needs to start taking them and running with them for me, because there's too many. I can't catch them all. They just run away from me like little ghoulies. It's just, it's a mess. But
you should lasso them.
They should lasso them.
Lasso them. I mean, you live on the border of the American West. I think you can find a way to lasso them.
Do you know what? That is something that I would also like to take up I want to learn how to lasso. I want to learn how to hog tie. I want to take up archery. Because I think that those are somehow skills that I might be able to find a way to utilize in Tonger. I don't know exactly how yet, but the tongs is very magical, much like a magical wand. So I'm sure I could. It helps you to learn how to like integrate all of those parts of yourself, right?
Right. It brings it home for you.
It brings it home. It is. I love the unified field. I could talk about the unified field all day long because it just makes me so very happy.
Yeah, it's the best because the unified field allows you to get into archery, but also be like a medieval British commander who just yells, archers! And then you're like, let's be real. Like, if we're not doing that, why are we even arching?
Why are we arching?
Why arch if not to have that command from that individual?
Sorry, my brain just did another neurospicy thing. I don't know if you ever watched Venture Brothers, the weird animated cartoon, but like,
that's not in my universe either.
That okay, well, it needs to be because arching is a thing that they do where like there's a guild of like arch villains and a guild of like the heroes, and you have to get like paired up like a temp agency basically to like who is your arch nemesis going to be kind of thing. The guild of calamitous intent decides who your arch nemesis is. We need to create something like this for Tonger. Tonger needs to have its own like guild of like, okay, for those of you who want to play the duality game of having like an arch nemesis. And or having like an arch rival, we can pair people up with who's going to like be the most different and argue the most, because we know that some people like that drama and that's valid and we'll let you have it. I think we need to do that.
I think we need to do it too, because what that does is that allows us to channel this like aggression we have within this construct of duality into mm-hmm. Tonger. That's one of the great magics of Tonger.
Oh, I love that very much. That's channel, very exciting.
Like competitive duality, like, well, you're separate from me, therefore I got to beat you. Fine, cool. You want to run with that, you run with that. This is how you run with that.
This is how you run with that and keep trying to run with that in any kind of serious manner when somebody starts to play a 10 decibel fart as the music that you get to run up to the Tonger board.
Real talk. You point to one conflict that's raging on this planet right now that cannot be solved over a game of Tonger. I'll wait. I'm not going anywhere.
Go ahead, convince us. Please get into the comments.
Anybody in the comments?
I think I really love that.
I'm not going. I mean, seriously, Haley's not going. We're not going anywhere. We'll be here. We'll address it.
We're not going anywhere. We are happy to address any questions that you may have. I am so very excited for us to solve world peace with Tonger. And you know what? The Nobel Peace Prize medallions that we get, they're not nearly as beautiful as the World Tonger Federation family seal that we get to wear with pride.
Yes, which you can all see on your screens on the upper right-hand side.
And I have to say, I love that the Tongers that are holding the little Tonger balls also double as looking a little bit like they are hot air balloons. I enjoy that. There's a circus element to that that I find very fun and on brand for us. So yay that.
Anything that has a circus element of all is fantastic. Anything involving clowns. I mean, have you seen Shakes the Clown? I think the greatest movie ever made.
No, I don't. I must see that now. I have to put that on the list.
Come into my universe. It's about violent alcoholic clowns.
Okay.
And it's made in 1991. And that is the entire premise of the movie. It is Bobcat Goldthwait. So you know it's going to be great. He's the star of the show.
How do I not know about this? Oh, Bobcat. What a beautiful, wonderful human soul. I must go watch that. That sounds marvelous.
It has no plot at all. Except that they're just following the hijinks of early 90s depressed alcoholic violent clowns. Who also have one great scene where they assault mimes.
So, and there's a mime clown feud. Oh, we need some Tonger teams. Oh my gosh, we do need Tonger teams like that. Like very spy versus spy sort of Tonger teams.
It's not like a Tonger mime situation. And just,
can you imagine? I'm like, now my brain, I go to like, my brain's doing the crow. Like that mime. I hate that when they do that walking against the wind shit. Can you please do a walking against the wind, throwing the Tonger ball against the wind mime as you go up there? Oh, please do. I would enjoy it so very much.
Mimes are the absolute bane of my existence, and they have been since I was very young.
Is there a story here that we get to dig into? Like, oh, hot goss, tonger hot goss. Do we get to segue into our tonger hot goss?
Yeah, we do.
Stories. Tell. How did it happen?
Well, I was a young kid. My name was Jean-Francois, and it was in France, and it was in 1847. Okay. And that's where this whole thing came about. And there were street mimes there.
Okay, I'm with you.
You know, they had the face paint, and they had the striped shirts and the suspenders.
The stripey stuff, the gloves.
It was the whole deal. And of course, there was no sanitation. So like, you know, it just made things even worse. And there was a lot of that going on. So,
yeah.
You know, here I am, this young child of, you know, maybe 9 or 10 years old. I don't remember exactly, but my name is Jean-Francois. I do know that. And then these mimes come out there and they just create a circle around me. And they're creating this like box that I'm in, but it really terrifies me because they're putting on a show, but I think it's real. So what do? I whistle for some clowns to show up on unicycles. And then melee breaks out, but the mimes win.
Oh, no.
Terrifying me even more. Like that was my last salvation. Yeah. And now they were dispensed of. Now I had nothing. Nothing. That's very scary for a child to be in.
That is a harrowing tale.
It's really bad. It's like when you're a child in like a Han Chinese village and the Mongols come and the Mongols win. And you're like, wow, now it's just me and a bunch of Mongols. This is scary.
Like this is awful. And I don't speak their language. How are we supposed to communicate?
Like, this is bad.
I can't communicate with a mime. I mean, come on now.
They're going to draft me like mime school now.
We are writers. Use your words. We can't deal with that. What are you? No.
I tried this and I tried then. I tried. But apparently I insulted some of their grandmother because I did this to a little bit too high and that was really not received well. So
how dare you? And you don't insult a French man, a French mime's mother. You do not do that.
No, you don't. Especially one from Toulouse.
Oh, no, you do not do that.
Really not well received.
Beaten with a baguette, in very short order.
Beaten by several baguettes in very short order.
Oh no, that's terrible. Well,
just how it goes. What are you going to do? It's, you know, this is 1840s France. It's just how it was.
That's just how things were. I understand. It's okay. All can be resolved in the Tongerverse.
Yeah, so, 1840s France.
You get to, you know, have a wonderful like hero's journey sort of story where you become like the best Tonger player and you somehow find a portal into the 2024 time zone and you are able to like join us at the World Tonger Tournament in 2024 and you are a champion in your own time and in this time space reality. How very exciting for you.
It's very exciting because if you come to the World Tonger Tournament in 2024, you will skip timelines. And this is real. This is proven. This is like where the people who are not quantum physicists say this is quantum physics. That's the fun part, isn't it?
No, yes, it really is. This is the way that we get to have quantum physics experiments without having access to the CERN laboratory, because I really don't think there's anyone that should give the Firestarter like arsonist version of me access to being able to like smash atoms into each other. That's very, the devilish little pixie in me just loves destruction so much because the noise is so fun.
It is fun,
but that's why we have to do the experiment this way, because there's no one in their right mind who should give me access to any kind of quantum physics experiment equipment, no matter how much I say I want it.
But you've got it, right?
But I've got it.
I need kitchen tongs.
I need some like rainbow shiny metal kitchen tongs that are just loud and obnoxious and ridiculous. But I need them to have the little flippy rubber cover things for the grip, because I'm going to be super bad at the drop in the tonger ball all the time, because I'm going to be laughing too hard and I'm not going to be able to keep my shit together. So everyone needs to be aware. Everyone, yes, that is a tonger gear recommendation. We suggest tongs that have the rubber grips. Do we have any other gear suggestions? Bowling shoes versus like Brooks running shoes?
I would say bowling shoes would be preferable, because this is going to be on any surface. But bowling shoes, and I would say bowling shoes that are freshly sprayed, very important.
Very important. And on the playlist that I would have for interrupting everyone would be whatever would be the dude's favorite bowling sounds, like ASMR that he's listening to, you know, 1984 bowling championships or whatever it is. That's definitely going to be on a playlist. So I hope that you are not terribly distracted by the sound of a bunch of bowling pins smashing at the end of the lane.
I'm not. As a former bowler, I am definitely not.
A former bowler and a former wrestling manager. Can we also that multiverse just a little bit? We do have some other hot goss too, but we'll get there. But like,
yeah,
because I think that, again, it fits. It's on brand. Wrestling manager. Tell us more.
Oh, yeah. So there was a league we had back in New York in the late 90s, early 2000s. It was called the XRWA. It was the Extreme Real Wrestling Association. Like most
I do kind of love that you were the manager at Extreme Real, even, and here we are now in the, like, there is no such thing as reality, and how much more fun is that? But let's go ahead and be extreme sometimes in the real when we feel like it.
It was extreme, and it was inspired by the idea that we're young, we have pliable bodies that can take a lot of punishment.
So we
dish that punishment out in the guise of great characters and music and storylines.
And as well you should, because, you know, go ahead and use that time, I guess. Like, we all think that we can have, you know what, we can have forever being young and pliable. I like that. Like, we all bounce, right?
Yeah, we bounce. That's what we do. We bounce. Like, you know, it would actually be more funny if it broke out like at the Villages in Florida and, you know, a bunch of 78-year-olds were doing it because they yelled at the ambulance on standby. That'd be awesome. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, to see like an indie wrestling fed at the Villages would be tremendous.
If Mae West could be keeping up and keeping at it as long as she did, I mean, come on now. It would be so great. Like, there could be an entire wrestling league of retired Floridians. That would be, I mean, I can't wait to see the Tonger teams that they come up with. They're going to be magnificent.
And the Tonger gear. Not the retirement leagues.
There we go.
So this is my official Tonger hat, and this is for my character called Florida Man. And every Tonger game is crazier than the next, and this is just how we do it. This is just how we roll. I am just Florida Man forever in the Tongarian Empire. So
Florida Man in the Tongarian Empire is wearing a necklace, like, not of teeth and bones, but of, again, the miniature tongs and puka shell.
Yeah, maybe like a gator tooth in there just because.
Just because you had to wrestle one at that one Tonger. Oh, I do. I almost forgot about that when you almost lost your tongs to that gator down in Florida. That was
we fought to the death over it. Like, it was me or him. It was very binary at that point. Like, Tonger believes in the idea that we all win except in that situation.
And listen, we are not wasteful people. You made the most beautiful boots out of that gator, and good for you.
And the most beautiful dish. I got to say, a lot of people want, if you've never had blackened gator, my friends, you are missing out. Let me tell you that is a delectable plate.
Absolutely missing out. And it goes so very well with caviar, I have to say.
It does. Yeah, especially people think it's a Louisiana thing. No.
There's no reason you can't mix Cajun and fancy highfalutin stuff. There's no reason whatsoever you can't do that.
The Cajuns were originally French. So this idea that they're like, these swampy people.
Right.
Come on now.
That is completely opposite of the crew. It's okay. You know what? We'll let all of their team rivalries go ahead and settle those things. Please do settle this in the comments, folks. That's the place where you need to do this. Speaking of settling. Hot goss, y'all. At the World Tonger Championships in 2024, you are going to see, and I know you're all just on the edge of your seats, Cthulhu and Poseidon will finally settle their millennia-long feud at the World Tonger Championships. And I do love this because it's very sort of wrestling where you, like, I'm so mad at you, I'm going to fight you next month. You better be ready.
I love a call-out spot, especially a multidimensional call-out spot.
Oh, I'm so very excited. Okay, here we go, though. Also, the fan base. First of all, rooting for Cthulhu right here. Sorry. Taking sides, rooting for Cthulhu.
Why? Why? I think this needs to be explained here. I don't think you just get to drop that I'm rooting for Cthulhu bomb and just move on to the next thing.
Poseidon is far too humanoid for me to be rooting for. Cthulhu has the dragon wings. Cthulhu's got so many wonderful, magnificent elements of my reptilian friends. There's no reason for me not to be rooting for my boy Cthulhu. Like,
sorry,
I got
Team Poseidon.
Right? Love it. Like, H.P. Lovecraft, I am in another life, H.P. Lovecraft. And so, like, how can I not? From a boy. I have to root from a boy.
That's fair. We're going to get a lot of hate mail for this. I'm just saying, like, we're going to get a lot of, and that's going to be good for engagement, but it's going to get a lot of hate.
Listen, my dad always used to say, all publicity is, free publicity is good publicity, and all publicity is good publicity. So use it when you can. Thank you very much, Dad.
A lot of Cthulhu haters out there. I'm just saying.
There are. And there is a really big, so this is a fun thing that we're going to have to follow in the fandom. There is a huge feud between the fandoms of Cthulhu and Poseidon. They are having an argument about whose name is more difficult to spell without the aid of Google.
This sounds like something that came straight from Redditors.
This came straight from my brain this morning. And I would like to also, just so you understand how some of my little consciousness game is going for the rest of the entirety of the eternity of the Tongerverse that we have now decided to rule. So excited about it. So this morning, in preparation for our pilot episode of this very long-standing podcast, I am so excited for our 1600th episode anniversary. It was a great party. But yes. It really was. It was the best Tongerian 1600 anniversary, and we had a medieval feast. Pigs on spits. It was beautiful.
Turkey leg this big.
100%. And I do believe a couple people started fighting with the turkey legs and jousting. But that was okay because the dogs love to pick up. The dogs love to pick up the scraps off the floor, and it's definitely helpful for the cleaning staff. So everything worked out fine.
They were wolf dogs, too. You're like,
they are. The good kind, the kind that'll lick your face and play fetch and go get that frisbee and not destroy it.
Not knocking the corgi people, but I'm just saying the wolf dogs are where it's at. So
my dog is a Jack Russell corgi mix, but more of the Jack Russell, I think. But so because you can't rely on, like, we can't go to ChatGPT and ask to come up with, you know, podcast topics for Tonger, because ChatGPT is obviously limited by human linear time, and that just doesn't fit into the Tongerverse.
It doesn't. No.
So instead, I was going around trying to talk to my own brain, right? My own internal internet, the unified field multiverse, and saying things like, okay, command prompt, suggest Tonger topics for podcast today. And things did come up, which was really lovely. So I would just like everyone also to know that you have your own ChatGPT you can talk to. It is 100% much more creative than any of the human linear ChatGPTs. Not that I'm knocking AI tools, because AI is also very much a thing that I'm very excited about in this world.
It will be great once it taps into the multiverse potentiality. Once it gets out of this linear, like, well, that happened and now this is happening and then that will happen. But once it breaks out of that and like, it's all at once.
I am so excited for that. And I am so excited for Hanson Robotics and Boston Dynamics to have Tonger teams of their own robotic dogs and like humanoid robots that are competing. They're definitely rivals, right? I'm excited for that.
Oh, big time. Well, you have like the Boston Dynamic dogs and then, of course, the Black Mirror dogs.
And you have? Yes. Like, I just can't wait to meet all of the AI robots, the sort of the escaped ex machina AI robots that are there. And they do the most fun cheerleading routines. I do love it. I was a cheerleader in high school. There's another one of the multiverse versions of me. I do so enjoy seeing robots do cheers. It's great.
It really is. Now, especially when the robots can like do the flips and they'll throw the Tonger ball from the flip, because they're going to be doing stuff that we can't do in these meat suits. It's going to be like Tonger 2.0. It's going to be like the most amazing. It already is.
The brilliant thing about Tonger, though, is that we're equally entertaining, and that means that we're all equally winners, which is so very exciting.
We're gonna talk about that. So how does everybody win in Tonger? And here's a cool thing.
How do you win?
Binary, like,
win, loss, who comes out on top, who goes home crying?
So here's how it all works, friends. You know, obviously it starts with the center of the entire universe.
Yes.
And then of course we have our accessories back there. But at the end of the day, so much more than that, because the way you funnel yourself into a win, you throw the Tonger balls, and if you drop them, you get disqualified, and then you add up the points and everything. But that's not where the game ends. Now, this is where other games end. You look at the scoreboard at the end, and you have a presumptive winner, not in Tonger. There are 10 more layers to determine the winner. The first thing you have to do is say, do both teams agree on the winner? And if the loser does not agree on the winner, then you can challenge. Now, a lot of people think, well, is this kind of like Game of Thrones challenge? You get like a, a champion to go fight in the ring. Kind of.
I vote
random person.
Has to be a random person. I cannot have Cthulhu be my mountain champion.
No, no, no. Mm.
No, I cannot.
There's no way that's happening. There's no Cthulhu. I'm not getting Poseidon. We're not dragging them into our beef here. We're not doing that enough. It's not happening. You find a random person on the street and you ask them a trivia question that both teams agreed to beforehand. Now, if the person wins, you get a rematch. But you start 50 points ahead this time.
Oh! And that's so very exciting. Oh, that's fun. That could go on forever.
It does.
It's the Tonger that goes on and on, my friend.
Tonger is the microcosm for all of reality. It destroys the idea of winners and losers, you versus me, a beginning or an end. It destroys duality. The quantum field, the singularity exists within Tonger, and Tonger exists within it. They are one and the same. Tonger goes on and on forever. It plays the game and it comes back. It expands and it contracts. It expands and contracts. It's the in-breath and the
out-breath. That's right.
Of all that is encapsulated within Tonger. To understand Tonger is to understand reality. To understand reality is to understand Tonger.
It's just so very much fun. And all with so much wonderful soundtrack music. I mean, please do. Someone play me the Sound of Music. Someone get me some Busby Berkeley going on. Like, let's rock and roll. I am so very thrilled.
Someone play me the theme from Different Strokes.
Let's do it.
Seriously do it.
I'm also going to play some of my favorite movie lines. That's definitely going to be a playlist. Like Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off screaming in his car is absolutely going to be on my playlist as well. That's highly important.
He'll keep calling me.
He'll keep calling me till I come over. Yeah, the screeching and honking the horn is my favorite part. And that's, I think, definitely line two. Love it. Oh my God, that's so perfect.
I have a Tonger playlist here, actually. I'm pulling up.
Oh, dude, yes. What's on your
I literally have it. I'm just gonna start firing some up close enough to the mic so you can all hear it.
No, I am very excited about this. And also, I think that we need to have guests on. We need to have Tonger team guests on, and they can share some of their playlist curation secrets, or how do they get inspired to put together their playlists? I can't wait to interview all of them. It's so exciting.
You ready?
I'm ready. What do we got? That goes so very perfectly with your Florida man hat.
Wouldn't it though? I mean, how do we have Tonger without a Scatman? We don't. So we just
you
don't?
You don't.
No.
You have to have Scatman. Okay, I see your Scatman. I'd have to go pull it up on my phone. Sorry, now there's multiple songs coming up in my head that I know I'm channeling from my dad.
Oh, we're good. We're good.
He's so very excited about it. Yeah, Bertha Butt Boogie has to also be on a playlist.
It does. This is the one. This was played in the blood match last week between the Omaha Ribeyes and the Long Island Bagels. Yeah. And this was the song. This was the music that won it for the Bagels.
For the Bagels. Oh. Oh, I can't hear it. No, it's, I can't hear it, but tell me the song. Tell me.
It is the theme from the Police Academy Blue Oyster Bar.
No, I love it. And we also need some Blue Oyster Cult. Can we also, please? We need Don't Fear the Reaper. You know that's going to have to be on one of my playlists, 100%.
Absolutely. And of course, we had the winning sound, and this is what caused the final Omaha ball drop. And I ain't talking about the one when the kid turns 13. I'm talking about the one that won the game.
I was rooting for the Omaha Ribeyes too. We'll be waiting for you. You can't not dance around to that. Now, here's another question that I do have. What sort of interferences are permissible in Tonger?
Nothing.
And
everything.
Also.
Go on.
Okay. Interferences, music-wise, are allowed. Collaborations, creative collaborations where you might bop over and help out another team because you're feeling like you want to be a helper instead of a competitor, because that's allowed. You can play that game if you want to.
You can be a traitor to your own team within the game. That is not only acceptable, it's encouraged.
That's the spy versus spy stuff that I'm talking about. I will bebop. My multiple personalities will bebop all over the place and be helping out other teams. Oh, because we can't help ourselves. Sorry.
And you can donate your points to the other team, should you so decide. At any given point in the game, you can just donate your points to the other team and you become an agent for the other team immediately. And you don't have to have an equal exchange. You can just do it.
I love it. I think that's magnificent. Oh,
absolutely.
And we had such a lovely, lovely time when the Germans and the Japanese, right, just after World War II at that Tonger tournament, they donated each other their points. They just swapped points. It was just such a beautiful little moment. It's like when all the guys came up out of the trenches and were singing Christmas songs, man. It was just a beautiful moment. We all cried. It was great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, when you had a bunch of Japanese soldiers on all the Pacific Islands, you know, after the order for surrender was given and they were going to be repatriated back home, when they got up and started singing One More Sleep by Leona Lewis, I knew right then and there we were coming into a beautiful era. That was
What a beautiful moment. And I do think that we saw some very Phoenix Lights-esque lights in the sky at the time, which was also very exciting. And of course, we had a lot of people that, you know, attributed them to swamp gas and various other things. But we all know who it was.
I think we know. It was the Tongarians that were coming in. They muscled out the Pleiadians. And they muscled out the Arcturians and they muscled them.
And that's how humanity won.
That's how we won. That's how we won the whole story.
We won it with Tonger. And now all of our friends, all of our cosmic friends are here to play Tonger with us because they said, well, if we can't beat them, join them. And we said, yes, that's the whole point.
It's as simple as that.
That's the whole point.
Can't beat them, join them. You join them. And then if you join them again and the game just
In perpetuity of all kinds of beautiful, wonderful, ridiculous sound playlists that we have in our Tonger games. I love it so very much.
Yes. And most others would ask, you know, they would ask the wrong question. I would repose it to them in the inverse. They would ask, what is the point of the game? And I would say, the game is the point.
The game is the point. Because that's why we came
game
here.
Is the point.
For the game. We came here to play.
For the game.
We came here to have fun.
The whole thing is
a game. The whole thing is a game. And that's the...
And there's no point.
And there's no point. And
there's no point to it. There's no point to anything.
You know what? But that is my very favorite part of all of it, is that there's no point. Because I don't, because structure and rules have never been for me. And I like to blame that on my Sagittarius zodiac sign. But like, let's be honest, it's just because I've always known that I'm a quantum multidimensional being, no matter what anybody else told me.
Who would tell you otherwise? A lot of people would tell you otherwise.
Actually. A lot of people would tell you otherwise, but that's okay because they will watch the Tonger tournaments and they will learn the magical ways of Tonger.
They will learn and they
will
understand.
It's a very sort of Jedi practice, right?
It is. And you could show up in a Jedi robe to a Tonger tournament, too. That's allowed and encouraged.
Allowed. And oh, my gosh, the LARPing teams that we have for Tonger, they are just magnificent. The costumes they come up with. Oh, San Diego Comic-Con's got nothing on a Tonger tournament. I tell you what.
No. And the Sith team is going to show up, too. But they're going to get smoked because they don't understand like the core rule of the game, because they think in black and white. They think in very binary terms. They think us versus them. They think in terms of power. We win the game, but you can't win the game.
They contracted out to a bunch of accountants to make their playlists. I mean, what were they thinking?
I have no idea.
Well, it is. It's just, it's rough. But that's okay because, you know, we love to see it when they believe so much in their silly little algorithm chosen playlists. And they are just so woefully defeated by the Barbie team of Santa Monica.
That's a good team. A really good team. Like, I'm glad they got a shout out and I'm glad you brought them up, because I'll be honest with you, like, yeah, the Barbie team of Santa Cruz is all right. And I thought they were going to be pretty stronger in the California Coastal Tournament. But then, like, that Santa Monica team of Barbies just showed up and just smoked them.
Just
and then, like, the game kept going around and around, like, with sub Barbie of Santa Monica teams. which then reintegrated the Santa Cruz team back into them. Like they became hybrid teams. So even Santa Cruz didn't win.
Nobody does hybrid collaborations like the Barbies in California do it. I mean, they are just so on top of it. And the makeovers that they do for the other teams while they're playing. I mean, can we praise the skill it takes to play Tonger and give makeovers at the same time? I mean,
pretty amazing.
It is amazing. They did wonders for RuPaul's hair. It was fantastic.
RuPaul needs some, all right, let me rephrase. RuPaul needs nothing.
RuPaul needs nothing.
RuPaul has never needed anything.
Never. And bless, ever. bless.
Yeah, I checked myself on that one. Like, I was about to go on a whole, like, no, who am I to tell RuPaul what RuPaul needs?
RuPaul, you know, RuPaul's been playing like 7D Tonger for a millennia already. And you know, mad respect to the game, right?
Absolutely. What Tongerian message would you give to those who happen to be watching us on LinkedIn of all channels today? And I'm like, well, what's happening here? I'm confused. This is not a normal thing. It's weird. It doesn't compute. How does this relate to what a recruiter is going to get back to me on regarding my resume? How does this relate to my personal brand? What can Tonger do for me in my third density consciousness?
In your third density consciousness, Tonger can give you some magnificent entertainment, some feel-good feels, and the feel-good feels will bring you wonderful magical synchronicities in your life that you can follow all the way up from the fourth density bridge into fifth dimensional consciousness, where you get to just party all night long with us Tonger folks. And let me tell you what, it's the place to be. You don't want to be working on that resume. You absolutely want to be at a Tonger tournament. I promise you that's true. And we absolutely can figure out a way for you to profit and manifest wonderful wealth for yourself. We are all doing it once, you know, here together as a community. And that is exactly the point, that we are creating this new, wonderful, magnificent community of creative people who know that we have come here for the fun of this human experience and not for the things you can check off of the to-do boxes and the accomplishment boxes and the income boxes and the whatever boxes. We have no boxes in Tongers.
No box. The box that brings the Tonger equipment to the venue, that is the one box we give an allowance for.
That is the one box we give an allowance for. And actually, we give some brownie points if you decorate it up really pretty. And I remember, who was the team that had the pretty, pretty baskets? They had.
Oh, that was the El Paso Green Chilies.
Yeah. Oh, and yeah. They wove those themselves and they just, and they were helping all everybody else like learn how to do little basket weaving projects. It was such a fun little time. Man, that was the longest Tonger tournament because we did some DIY crafts in the middle of it, but it was worth it.
I mean, it's from a part of the world that has like great Pueblo stuff. You know, you're talking hundreds and hundreds of years back and it's all woven in. It's really, really cool.
You can't not just get some hands-on arts and crafts DIY stuff in. I mean, if you're going to be hanging out with those ladies, you have to bask in that creativity when they share it with you. It's a wonderful thing.
You do. Now, they got a blood rival team. It's the Albuquerque Greener Chilies. I mean,
Greener Chilies?
Greener Chilies are a badass team. I'm not going to lie. No joke.
But let me tell you what. I love all the fan comments when they're going back and forth and fighting about, like, screen resolutions and how the greens don't come up the same way when you're, like, digital online as it does in person. And then you have all of the optometrists who are talking about how people's eyes see colors differently. I just so enjoy it when they argue back and forth about that, which one is the greener chilies. It's my favoritist.
I do too. Remember we had the green chili accords back in 2005 and we had to finally broker a truce and like they can only play in Las Cruces, had to be a neutral site. They don't travel to each other's cities anymore. Fine. I respect it. I understand it. There's security considerations here. So.
And you know what? They have to continue some of that duality so that we can like keep building that bridge from the third dimensional to the five dimensional, right? And so like
you have to
a little bit of, you need that duality rubber band in there just a little bit to kind of help people along. So we appreciate them for providing that to the Tongerverse.
And can we say duality is not a dirty word? We can have some fun with it. I think there's a lot
duality
of in the room crowd. Duality. It's like that's fun. It's a game. It's like saying, look at that. There's Mario and Luigi, but they're really part of the same pixelated. I know, but like it's fun to be Mario and Luigi. Like
it's fun to be Princess Peach when I want to be. And it's fun to turn around and be Koopa when I want to be. I get to be the villain when I want to be. I get to have that. I love that. Duality is not a dirty word. Why did we come up with a game that had duality in it if it was so bad?
Because it's there to play.
Because
and friend,
option on the table. On that note, thank you everyone for joining us for this episode of the World Tonger Federation News and Gossip. Please do mention in the comments anything that you think we may have missed from the multiverse that is of note. We'd be happy to talk about it on the next episode.
Which will not be scheduled. Every one of these will be a pop-up. So, because that is what Tonger is, because
scheduling is a third dimension. No. Scheduling is a third dimensional construct, and we are removing ourselves from that. And so thank you very much, everyone, for following this flow of consciousness, because that is where Tonger belongs.
That is it. And for the World Tonger Federation, that's Jeff. I'm Haley. It's been real.
It's been fake. Thanks again for joining us, Tongerian friends and neighbors. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, and start your own Tonger team feuds in the comments. Check out the links in the description to find more ways you can support the Tongerian Empire. And until next time, stay wild and fun, Tongerian fam. We will catch you in another now.